Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on this beautiful Sunday evening that you have decided to share with the Alfreda Love Show and to listen, because we're going to have a very special guest in just a few minutes. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that you bless this particular ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Yeah. And on tonight, we have a very special guest. This particular individual is a songbird. She is a Christian singer, a songwriter, a music director. She's a model, and her style is unique, and she is going to share with us the gift that God has given unto her. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Trenisha. Miss Trenisha, are you on the line?
I am here.
Great. Welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your music ministry?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Great. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, my name is Trenisha Christian. I go by the name of Songbird since high school, and I'm originally from Detroit, but I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I began singing, like, as far as I know, when I was about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Now, you said that you began singing when you was about 10 years old. Who was really instrumental in your life as far as your singing is concerned?
Well, I would say mainly just the love of music and the desire to sing. I'm a very reserved person, and singing was my way of expressing myself. So I was pretty much self-taught, so it was just me, myself, and Jesus.
Wow, that's good. So you have a unique gift that God gave, and that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a new single out entitled Hey, tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that song, please.
Well, Hey, I'm going to start here, and it's I have a girlfriend of mine, and we talk throughout the day through email or phone, and we just talk about how God changes our life and the journey that we've been on, and the song Hey came about through, kind of was inspired by our conversation and just how we just go on about and just telling about how God is changing our lives. And Hey is a form of saying hallelujah or glory. It's a form of praise.
In the style
that I guess bring across, and it's more of a Christian neo soul sound. And it's just simply saying, let me tell you what he's done for me, how he set me free and rescued me. And if you just talk to your girlfriend or anybody, you just be like, girl, let me tell you what he did for me. And that's pretty much what you know, where this song came about. It's a testimony of my life, my journey thus far.
Wow. And do you mind if we listen to Hey?
Oh, no problem.
All right, we're going to listen to Hey by Miss Trenisha Christian. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Trenisha, that was excellent. I love that song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, when creating your music, you told us a little bit about you kind of make it conversational, like you're speaking to one of your friends. Tell us, what else do you base your music off of as far as the genre and your writings?
Well, it's based off, like you said, it's based off of just, I guess, real life situations and my situations, other people's situations. But first is the first purpose, I guess, is based off the gospel of Christ and just pretty much everything about him, whether it's his word and what he's doing through my life at that moment, or like I said, where it's just real life situations and where it's somebody I've seen going through something and just saw where it was a life change where God truly brought him through, whether it was through just having standing on faith or, you know, just trusting him or just anything. It's just life situations. So I guess my music tells a story, tells testimonies, tell real life situations, and it's all centered around Christ.
That's good. That's good. Now, I see in your description that you're in need of a dedicated, humble, and creative keyboard player, guitar player, and sax player, and drummer. What area are you looking for in these individuals? And, you know, how? In other words, how can they contact you? So what area, like, of the region? Is it in Atlanta? Where is it at?
Well, I'm out of Birmingham right now. So if I could find people that's in Birmingham that could be dedicated and that can, I guess, be a part of the vision that God has given me to go further in my music ministry. I guess most of it just center around Birmingham, whether they're coming from Atlanta. But I would say Birmingham just because of the purpose of practices and things of that nature. But I would love to have contact with those that are around the surrounding cities too, when, you know, when opportunities present itself as far as travel. So I guess that would be, I guess, more of Birmingham if I could.
Okay.
And they can contact me through my email, which is dasongbird@gmail.com. And then we can pretty much go from there, or they can call me at 205-641-2160 and leave a voicemail, and we'll get back with you.
Okay, sounds good. Now, what are some of your short and long-term goals in the music industry?
In the music industry, short-term, it's been a long journey, and just getting to, I guess, this is actually a second single, and just to getting to this point, short term, would just be actually to finishing the next song, just going to the next song and to completing that to get to the long term as far as finishing an album and music industry wise. I really truly just want to travel and to just be able to spread the gospel of Jesus and just be able to inspire and encourage and hopefully someone be saved in that in the long term, you know, short and long, really.
Okay. Great, great, great. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared in this particular interview?
Well, I do want to mention some people as far as the single Hey goes. I worked with some wonderful ladies out of Huntsville, Alabama, which is, their company is 318 Productions, and the song was mastered by Kevin Wooten. And just giving a shout out to those that were on the album as far as the keyboard player, Jonathan, Sean Michael Ray, Isaiah Fogle, Brandon Lee. It's just been truly a blessing just on that song. So just wanted to give them a little shout out.
Great. And let me ask you this. I know that we're getting ready to conclude this interview, but I just have to ask you this. Are you working on a book or working on like a tour kind of?
A tour? I can be, but no, I can be, you know, however God sees fit. But right now, I guess I'm just focusing on, I am booking right now, but I am really just trying to focus on completing and finishing the album.
Right.
So
right,
it can
right.
be done by next year. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, how can individuals contact you or purchase your music?
They can purchase my music right now on cdbaby.com in the next few days, they'll be able to purchase it from iTunes, Amazon, and so many others. But right now, CD Baby is where they can go. And they can contact me, like I said, at D-A, D as in dog, D-A, Songbird. And I own Reverb Nation. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, I'm on Reverb Nation. You can actually just Google me, Trenisha Songbird, Trenisha Christian Songbird. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation.
All right. So when individuals go to those particular entities, they just need to type in your name or type in hey.
They can type in my name and they'll find hey.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, Ms. Trenisha Christian, I appreciate you interviewing with me, and may God continue to bless you, and I'm going to actually add you onto my site and put your song on my site as well, okay?
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, and you take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Trenisha Christian, and her single is entitled Hey, so please be sure to support her. And please be sure to look her up on Facebook as well as Google her name, and you will see all of her materials as far as music is concerned and all of that great stuff that she's doing and how God is going to get ready to bless her, and God is already blessing her. All right, so that was Ms. Trenisha Christian. She is a singer, a writer, and she does a wonderful job. And as you heard, she has a beautiful voice. And so we're looking for great things to happen with that young lady. All right. Now, I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, you can also go to the Afrida Love Show, and it's not the, it's just AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on number one Love Radio, AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on number one Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook Afrida Love at AlFredaLove, or FredaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love for you to be on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, I want you to look at a couple of websites. If you go to Afrida.hubpages.com, you will see on this particular page articles about crime and law enforcement, Christianity and the Bible and Jesus, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. You will see many different articles on that particular website. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com, you will see a homepage, and you will see about us as well as contact us, services, and events around the world. All right. We're going to add new gospel music projects for 2016, for actually July. Wow. To inform the Afrida Love Show of any new releases, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. You see Sister Yolanda Adams here. Please check out her coffee line. And then you see Pastor Winans. God is doing some great things in his life as well. For the AfridaLoveShow.com, I highlighted two individuals. We have Ms. Cassandra Robertson as well as Ms. Solomon. Ms. Cassandra is out of Dallas, Texas. She was on The Voice. Many of you remember her from On The Voice. So be sure to support her. She has a comedy show coming up in July, I believe, in Dallas, Texas. So please be sure to support that. And then we have Ms. Solomon. If you have children around the Grand Prairie area, be sure to check out her program. Listen to that interview and check it out. As far as the magazine is up and ready, so be sure to check out the magazine and understand that Pastor Kim Burrell has a gospel radio station, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridge in the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell out of Houston, Texas, so please be sure to support her. Friday's Kinfolk, we had a great play a couple of years ago. It was excellent, and I just want you to look at some pictures that we had, but we had a great time. All right. for events, media, interviews, or speaking, please contact the AfritaLoveShow.com. Once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. AfritaLoveShow.com television, I have some snippets, so please be sure to check that out. If you want to contact me, you can go to Facebook, AfritaLove, Facebook, Dr. AfritaImanyaLove, Facebook, AfritaImanyaLove, Instagram, AfritaLove, LinkedIn, AfritaLove. Advertise your church for a week here. Email me to find out how, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, about us, this is an international radio station. I'm a passionate leader about religion and especially God. We have the opportunity to interview many leaders, as you can see, such as gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses. If you want to understand the format of this particular ministry, I have a couple of interview samples for you for your leisure, so please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, if you want to contact me, put your name, your email, subject, and your message, and click the submit button if you want to give me a message. As far as services are concerned, we have, of course, a radio station. We have events. We have speaking. We have A Spiritual Guide on the Go, which is a book, and we have blogs. All right? Events around the world. Here are some of the events. We have the Gigantic Gospel Concert coming up on 2016, September 11th. It's in Houston, Texas, and we have some of our giants in the ministry, so please be sure to check out that event. If you go to the huge, to the huge site, AfritaLoveShow.com, this is where everything is housed. And I turned down the volume, but this is where everything is housed. You will see many different entities in which I am connected with, and I participate in some of their events and things of that nature. I also, this is how I receive some of my information. But I want to welcome you to the AfritaLoveShow.com. The radio number is 347-843-4981. The radio number is 347-843-4981. This is the home page. You will see many different pictures of authors, actors, entertainers. This is a radio, gospel, R&B, entertainment, and events place. Once again, the email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. The AfritaLoveShow.com. We have conversations with people all around the world. It's an outlet, and the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. As you can see, I always have the evidence down here of many different. These are just probably about 10% of the events that we've attended as a radio station. For the StellaGospelMusic.com, if you need to book a guest or you're interested in someone, please email me, put your name, your message, and which artist or speaker you're requesting. If you would like to be on the show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can also contact the AfritaLoveShow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. We also have an online class, and I'm looking into certifications for our online class, especially in PR and branding, but that's going to take a while because we have to really research this. But if you click on brand mapping and if you click on the map here, you will be able to see many different events that is taking place, as well as our class about PR. And we're actually almost a month and a half in, and so we're doing a great job. The class is doing a great job. Speaker showcase, we're adding a speaker's bureau, but we're starting very small with two particular individuals. We have speaking topics, so if you're interested, please contact me. Excuse me, please contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Of course, we have Sister Yolanda Adams and Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford on this particular website, and we're going to add more individuals as well as more of their projects in music. Community journalist, we have Sister Joy Reed, MSNBC. She has news about politics, and she has news all over the world, so please be sure to connect with her, as well as the Daily Beast with Miss Goldie Taylor. She's out of Atlanta, Georgia. Please be sure to follow her, and then the AfritaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrita Love. Please be sure to follow that particular ministry. For authors, here are some of the books that we have here. And then, of course, some of the events, and we're going to add actually fashion. We're going to change out events to fashion. Okay, so I just want you to be on the lookout for that. And what I would like to say is I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. We have many different individuals who are tuned in. We have individuals all over the world, which I'm so excited that you guys have selected to be a part of this. So please be sure, you know, that we continue to just listen to the ministry. And I want to thank each and every one of you, because without you, amen, then, wow, I don't know what this world would do. But, you know, with God, we can do everything. And so this is God's program. I'm just an overseer of God's program. and God has done some great things. I want to take out this time right now, as my spirit and my soul is speaking here, to thank God, because it's because of God that this ministry is taking off like it is. It's because of God that I have people from all over the world who ask to be on the show. If I reach out to them, they agree. And so it's because of God. It has nothing, solely nothing to do with me, but it's all because of God. And anything that God puts into place is going to happen, and it's going to be successful. And so I want to tell you that whatever you do in life, it doesn't matter how small it is, how big it is, how expensive it is, how inexpensive it is. If you put God first, I guarantee you that it'll be very successful. God says there's no problem on this earth that's too hard for him to solve. And I've always believed that, even in college, attending Baylor University. The hardest test, God helped me to pass that test. God passed that test for me. And so anything that happens in life, anything that goes on in life, I always put God first, and it's always successful because of God, not because of me. I'm not even in that. It's because of God. So I put God first. That's a secret. A lot of people ask, what is the secret to success? What is the secret to continuing to go to school after you finish high school? I said it was God, because I was traveling up those highways and God kept me. And so whatever, just encourage someone, whatever that seems insurmountable, whatever mountain you're on, whatever valley you're in, all you have to do is put God first, and he will lead and direct. And God says, do not fear life. Do not fear anything in life. He says, because he is bigger and greater than our fears. So go for it, whatever you're doing. Go for it. Keep God first, and I guarantee you, you'll come out successful. Amen. Amen. But the moment that we take God out of the equation, that's when everything goes downhill. So put God first and keep God first. All right? I want you to look at our calendar very briefly. If you look at our calendar here, we have on tomorrow a government official, and I'm going to introduce this gentleman. He's from Louisiana. He's running. He's one of the candidates. He's running for Senate, I believe, and he's coming on tomorrow at 9 p.m. And so be sure to stay tuned and connect with me. And then we're going to have our needs and wants followed by that, okay? We're going to have our needs and our wants on tomorrow. So this is the calendar right here. So please be sure to govern yourselves accordingly to our calendar, all right? And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much, and be sure to tune in tomorrow, God's will. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them, and I want you to tell them, and I want you to mean it. You tell them. Don't say I'm free to love. Just say, love lifted me up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow at 9 p.m., God's will, Central Standard Time, please take care of yourselves and each other. And listen, I want to say this. Love one another. I still hear about domestic violence, people getting killed. I still hear all these things. Enjoy life. Be about life. And help others to live their life. Don't take anyone's life because you didn't give it. God did. If someone makes you that angry, walk away. Wash your hands clean, but don't take their lives. Thank y'all so much. This is the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, only on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much, and have a good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.